Okay, let's get started with today's daf, Chulin daf Nun Dalad. Chulin Nun Dalad, we are on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, and by just one ha'ara, I wanted to mention. We're going to start with Hechi Amar of Ashi. Amar of Ashi, about 10 lines off of the bottom on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Just one ha'ara I wanted to mention from yesterday, and that is we were talking about the different cases of Suffolk Trefa, Suffolk Drusa, the sheet of the Rambam that has come up before, and there was a machlokas, I didn't say it before, there was a machlokas we showed him, what do we paskin about Suffolk Trefus in general? The Rabbeinu Yonah, we had quoted in the Rajba earlier, on Daf Yud, quoted that any Suffolk Trefa is Lechumra. Well, other Rishonim, the Rajba says that no, maybe not. The Rashba and Tosfos say maybe Suffolk Trefus Materis. And some Achronim say that Machlokas, we showed him, is based on this the concept of Machzikin Me Isser Le Isser. We know the animal is Tref when the animal is alive. You can't eat an animal when it's alive. Either the Isser of Avram and Achai or the Isser of Eino Zavucha. And now there's a Suffolk about whether there was a Trefa or not. So do we say it was Usser and now there might be a new a Trefa problem? So do we say Machzikin Me Isser Le Isser? Because it's not the same Isser. So do we say that it's Machzik HaMeisal Isser, Eina Zavucha, to Trefa? So maybe that's the Machlokas we've shown him, whether Suffolk Trefa is Mutter or Usser. The Machlokas we had yesterday between Rav and Shmuel was about Suffolk Derusa specifically. If there's a Suffolk about a Derusa, which is a specific type of Trefa, that is the clawed poison type of Trefa. But if you remember the Rambam that we mentioned already a number of times, but just to quote it again, says the Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchas Shechita, Kfar Bi'arnu, Bilchas Isurei Machalos, I already explained the Machalos Asuros, Shad Trefa Ha'amura Batora, Hi Hanotel Lamus. Trefa that it says in the Torah is not just ripped apart in the field, but it's an animal that is going to die at a certain point. V'lo nomar trefa ela shedibra kaza behove. It says the word trefa torn apart because that's common. Going to tarfa ari v'chayotzi bo, etc. V'yesham chaloim achirim, but there are other sicknesses that they are considered trefa. V'hein halacha l'moshe b'sinai u'shmonim minei trefas. There are eight types of trefas that we had earlier. On Daf Mem Gimel, Drusa, Nekuva, Chaseira, Netula, all those eight. Even though the Rambam himself lifts to us 70 Trefas, but the Rambam says there are Avos and there are Toldos, just like we have in Hilchas Shabbos, just like we have in Hilchas Tuma, just like the Ritva says in Kiddushin, we have in Kinyanim, there are Avos, and there's Kinyan Meshicha, might be an Av, Hagbah in a different category, Hagbah, Mashiach, all different types of Kinyanim. The Ritva coins the term there also, Avos and Toldos. So too in Trefus, there are Avos and Toldos. So said, then the Rambam continues, Af Apisha Kulan Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, even though they are all Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, Ho'el Ve'ein Lecha Bepirish B'Torah, Beferish B'Torah, Ela Jerusa, Hechmiruba, V'kol Safik She'yistapik B'Jerusa, Aser. Right, so it's Masha from the Rambam that he paskins Lakula by other Trefas. He says, Safi Trefa is Lakula, but because this one is Mefurish, it is Lachumra. Vishar Shiva, Mina Trefas, Yesh Bahen, Sfekus Butar. And there are some. And also, Kilim tried to figure out what exactly the Rambam is getting at. Why should it be Lakula, just because it's not Mefurish? Halach Moshe B'Sinai is also Daraisa. Safi Daraisa Lachumra. Whether you say that's a Darabanan or Daraisa, fine, it's Machlokes. But why should it, whether something is Beferish or not, has impact whether there's an Onesh. Right, we know you need a beferish lav in the Torah to get malchus. He's shamar pen al or low. But just to go lechumra, that's what the Magen Mishnah here is, and the Kesef Mishnah. Why should you go lekula just because something is not mefurish? So there is, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but I suggest over Shabbos sometime you look at this Magen Mishnah. He right here, Perakei Halacha Gimel. It's a long Magen Mishnah. He says maybe there are different types of sveikas. Four types of sveikas. There's a suffix about what the din is. There's a suffix about what the metzius is. There's a suffix about what happened. There are different types of sveikas he goes through. Some of them would be lechumra, some of them would be lekula. That's this Magen Mishnah, just from yesterday. I didn't get to mention Perakei Halacha Gimel. So feel free to look at that Magen Mishnah. Okay, let us continue now with the Gemara. We just spoke about if a part of the flesh is nismasmes, where it is rotted through, so then we look at it as ki'ilu natul, as if it was taken away, and therefore if the animal is trefa without this flesh, so then we would consider it a trefa even if it's just rotted through. So I think we're up to Amar Avashi, right? Amar Rav Ashi, start with there. 10 lines up. Ki avina be Rav Kahana. When I was in front of Rav Kahana, Aisu Kaman, Hahireya, they brought in front of him a lung. T'chiavi meisvila, yas v'shapir. When they put it down, it stood, it sat there, meaning it was whole. When they put it down, like on a plate. T'chiavi midzluba, when they tried to lift it up, Havi, as we see on the side, Havi misliha v'nafla tilhi. It fell apart. When it was on the plate, it looked like it was whole, but when they started to lift it up, the whole thing fell apart. Vitarifnala, and he was matrifit, midrafuna, b'edrav Yeshua, based on what we said yesterday from Rafuna, b'edrav Yeshua, who says that if it's gonna fall apart, if the doctor takes it off when they want to open up the healthy skin, so that's gonna be a treifa, so here too. Fine. Rav Nachman Amar, Viter, Bikotz, Chetidakiv Lachalo. What happens if an animal gets a thorn in its body? So how deep does that have to go? It has to go all the way into the inside. All the way through, into the chalal. If it didn't go all the way through, then you don't have to be worried about it. Bidrusa. What about clawed? So we know, what, the second an animal is clawed, it's already a treifa? The Gemara assumes that it has to be a little bit of time after the clawing takes place in order for the venom to get through to the body, to the vital organs. So how much time do you have? So bidrusa, mishayadim basar kneged bnei me'ayim. Once the flesh reddens next to the intestines, next to the middle part of the animal, so that already is too late. Rezvin Masni, Hachi, Bidrusa, Mishiyadim Basar, Knege B'nei Me'ayim. He had the following statement, by Drusa, until the Basar gets read, B'simanim Acheyadimu Simanim Atzmam. By the Simanim, which we spoke about yesterday, whether there is Drusa by Simanim, yes, we said, once they start getting read, the Kun and the Veshet, so then that would be a problem of Drusa, even by Simanim. Okay. Amar Rav Papi, Boy Rav Bibi Barabaya, today's daf, Veshet Nikuvaso Bimashahu, Drusaso Bimashahu. What is the shear of Drusa by each of the Simanim? So if you remember, when it comes to Nikuva, punctures, holes, so Veshet is any tiny amount and Kana has a shear. Right, there's a difference. So what about Drusa? So the Gemara says, when it comes to a Veshet, just like the puncture, the shear is a tiny amount, so to Drusa, clawed, even a tiny amount of venom that you see, a tiny amount of reddening that you see on the Veshet, that would be enough to treif it up, because that would be already considered Drusa. Kane Nikuvaso b'ki'isar. But a Kane has a larger shear for the puncture, for Nikuva. It's the size of a coin, of an Isar. So Drusaso b'kama. So how much do we say is Drusa? How much would the shibi of Drusa? So Basar the Baya Hadar Pashta. So after he asked the question, he answered, right, so it would be any tiny amount, even by a kana. My time, a why? If Nikuva by a kana is an Isar, why do we say that Drusa is any amount? So the Gemara answers, Ziara Mikla Kali Va'azil. Because even a tiny amount of venom is going to spread. It's going to burn through and spread through the rest of the animal. So it's not like a hole. A hole is a hole. You see the hole, whatever shear you see in front of you is what it is. Masha'enke, when it comes to poison, it spreads. Right? Similar to the concept of ribis. Right? The Gemara says, the Torah says, ribis is called neshech. Right? What's my neshech? A neshech is a bite. You don't notice it at first. It's just a little bit. But all of a sudden, after the time passes and you realize how much money is owed every little day. It's a little, only a little bit every day. A little bit of interest. But as it goes, that's what the Torah says. It calls it neshech. Because it's like a bite. You don't realize it at first. It's just a little bit. But then it is affected and it affects the entire body. Fine. Yosef, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa, Kameder Rav Nachman, the Yosef Ka'amar. Drusa Sha'amru, we had some of this yesterday. Tzricha Badika Keneged B'nei Me'ayim. You have to check Keneged the internal organ, the innards, right? The intestines. Amale Rav Nachman. So this was said in front of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman answers, Ha Elokim, my gosh, Mori Barav Mikafa V'yanatma. Rav says you got to do much more, not just the B'nei Me'ayim. You have to go from the kafa. A kaf is a spoon. Right, a kapit is a small spoon. So a kaf is you have to go from the spoon all the way to the atma. We have the atma already. That's the thigh. You have to go basically the whole length of the animal. So my kafa, which part of the animal are you referring to as a spoon? Which part? There are a couple of parts of the animal that look like a spoon. So ilay makafa diyada, is it the kaf of where the yad is, that which what we would call the shoulder? Right, where the hand goes into the shoulder blade. Haidu kenegah b'nei me'ayim. That would be the same shear as the first one. So that would be the whole internal organ area of the animal. Selami kafa de mocha arat. But you're right, what he meant was the kafa of the moach, meaning it's near the brain, including the whole head of the animal. That's what you have to check. If you're worried about drusa, you have to check anywhere to see if there are any drusas. Period. Remember what we said a couple of days ago, 2 days ago on Daf Nun Beis, the machlokas we showed him about any of these bidikas bezman hazeh. The Gemara also talks all about bidikas. So the three stages, actually two stages really in history. First stage is machlokas we showed him whether we do bidikas bezman hazeh. What does bezman hazeh mean? The bahag, the gaonim, before the year, I don't know, the year 700, 800. So the bahag already said then that we don't do bidikas bezman hazeh because we're not bekeen enough, we're not expert enough in terms of these anatomical questions, so we don't do bidikas bezman hazeh. That was already the bahag. Rashi argued on the bahag. Remember we had a daf nun beis manalef. Rashi quoted the bahag and said, I'm sorry, but we do check. And therefore, you're allowed to check. That's what Rashi said. That was Machlokas, the Gaonim, and Rashi. But the Arzarua, a little later, already says that even though Bizman Rashi, we might have checked, at least according to Rashi, Udimei, Bizman Azeh, post those Rishonim, we for sure don't check. Right, because we're not even Makian like the level of Rashi in those days. And that's what the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes that in any of these cases, we've had a few times already in this perek, that you check for drusa, you check for shvura, you check for different types of your makif. Right, sometimes you have a hole, you're not sure if the hole came before or after Shechita, you make another hole, does it look like the one before or after Shechita? So the Ramah already quotes in all these contexts. In just one case, in Nun Zayin Yud Ches, this is in the Drusa context. The Rama already says, Rama ve'anu b'doros ha'achronim ein b'kiyin b'bedika. V'lachein ha'minag la'hatshriv kol davar sheish l'reyasa ve'in somchin al-bedika seinu klal. We don't rely on it. V'chein yish lino gazvar rishona, and he quotes that from the Arzarua gosamarios v'mordechai, sof perk v'hem ha'bekashe, v'kol ha'achronim. And even if you want to say you can wait a year, still you're worried you don't want to have things waiting for a year, like we said yesterday, and therefore we try not to wait a year as well. Anyway, these are all the bedikas that we talk about, as we do here, the machlokas about it. Generally, it's not lamaisa. Okay. Later, Kisalag Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. When Rav Chiya Bar Yosef went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechin of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, he found Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Yasvi veKaamri. They were saying Drusa Shaamru Tzricha B'dika Kneg Bnei Me'ayim. They were saying the more makel opinion. You only have to check the Bnei Me'ayim. Amar Lahu. So Rav Chiya says to them, Ha'elokim Mori Baram Mikafavad Atma. Rav says you got to check the larger amount from the calf, from the spoon to the thigh. Omer le Reish Lakish, manu Rav alo yadanale. Who is this Rav? The Rav was in Bavel. Reish Lakish was in Eretz Yisrael. He was with Rabbi Yochanan, and it could be. We'll see, but even if you take it literally, it could be. You know, we know Reish Lakish was not always from, right? He was maybe he was. Machlokas Rishonim whether he was before he became a bandit, right? Bali Tosfos Rabbi Tam says that he was from, and then he lost, that he went off the derech, that he came back. But at least the Gemara talks about him, Metzia, that he wasn't, and then he was. So maybe you never heard of Rav, right? At this stage of the Gemara, right? Who's Rav? Who are you quoting? Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, my dear brother-in-law, my dear Talmud, my dear Chavrusa, v'lo nehirele la'osa Talmud. You don't remember that student, Sheshimesh is Rebbe Rabba of Rebbe Chia, that was Meshamesh Rebbe Rabba and Rebbe Chia. You don't remember that student? V'hayalokim, meaning who was Rav? Right, you don't remember that student? V'hello Kim, Kalos and Shanam Shashimesh Oso Talmud be Yeshiva, Anishi Mashni Ba'amida. That student, he used to be able to sit in Shir. I had to stand up in Shir. Meaning only the experienced Talmidim were allowed to sit down. I still had to stand up. Uman Gavarhu, Gavar Bakula. And in which area was he great? He was great in all areas. He was Rav, you don't remember him? And then all of a sudden he says, yes, Reish Lakish is about to say, oh, I'll just finish it, I guess. Miyad Pazach Reish Lakish V'yamar, Bram Zachar Oso Reish Latov, I do remember him. Thank you for reminding me. Shamu Shmua Mipiv, and everybody was saying a Shmua in the name of Rav, so now I remember him. Before we get to the Shmua, because it's going to continue for a few lines, let's just go back for a minute. So it says, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? I used to have to stand when he was sitting. So this is based on the source of this is based on the Gemara Maseches Megillah, where they all used to stand up. They all used to stand up when they first started learning. Gemara Megillah on Daf Chaf Beis. I'm sorry, Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph Tana Rabbanan. Mimos Moshe Ad Rebbe Gamliel Lo Hayu Lemedim Torah Ela Meumad. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe Gamliel, they always used to stand up to learn. Else Kavanat Torah. They always said when you do something chashiv, yeah, you stand up. You just stand up, not relax on a chair. So you used to stand up. Mishamesh Rebbe Gamliel Yarad Choli LaOlam. When after Rebbe Gamliel died, Choli came to the world. That seems to be spiritual Choli also. Right? They didn't have as much the attitude. And they used to sit. That's what it says in Sota. Mishamesh Rebbe Gamliel. Batal Kavanat Torah. Right? Kavanat Torah was Mevuta. That's what Gemara says. They all used to stand up. It's interesting. There's Rabbeinu Yonah in Mesechus Brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah said, Brachas. There's Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah says in the beginning of Avos, in the fourth Mishnah, Yosi ben, what's this parak this week? It's the fifth parak, I think, this week. Yosi ben Yoazer is Sredav. Yosi ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim. What do they say? Yibezcha bezvad l'chachamim. Your house should be a meeting place for rabbis. V'havi misavak ba'afar raglehem. You shall be misavak. You should become covered in dust. It's a beautiful graphic picture. Misavek ba'afar raglehem, in the dirt of their feet. What does that mean? You should drink thirstily their words. So what does that mean? So the Medrash Shmuel, I think we've quoted this in other contexts in the past, says, we're talking about two different Rabbanon here. There are rabbis that come and visit, like there are scholars in residence, and there are the rabbis that are there the whole time. So sometimes we get tired of our own rabbis. Well, we hear them all the time, we get tired. So the Mishnah is talking about both types of rabbis. Misavik ba'afar raglayim, the ones that come from the outside, they still have the dust on their feet from traveling. So misavik, go learn from them. Misavik ba'afar raglayim. And then v'shose b'tzameyes devrayim, thirstily. That we have to make sure with our own rabbis. Because we're always used to them. So sometimes we might think, like, oh, we've heard this already. B'tzameh. But the Tana adds that word, b'tzameyes devrayim. Okay, that's the Medrash Shmuel. But Rabbeinu Yonah right here says Misavik ba'afar aglehem. He quotes our Gemara. Sheyinag lahem kavod. You should give them kavod. Shayadarkan lamod lefnei chachamim. Vehem yoshon lasafsalim b'beis medrash. They, the students, used to stand up, and the rabbis used to sit on benches. Umehem yoshon lefnei magabe karka. And some talmidim used to sit on the floor. Ba'afar aglehem, in the dust of the feet of the rabbanan. Kamo she'amar chulin nun dalid, like it says in chulin, kalayamim sheshime shoshu tamad b'yeshiva shimashi ani ba'amida. Right, he used to stand up. So who was the more chashev ones? The one that got to, it sounds like the ones that got to sit down in front of the rabbanim, not the ones that stood up. V'zeo ma'sha'amru, his kabedim kalabrios, v'avim mechabed es ha'chachamim. Okay, Ben Yonah quotes our Gemara on Pirkei Avos in terms of standing. There is an amazing Gemara, we'll get to it, by the Shem, in a couple of months, later on, the fifth to last blot in this Masechta, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amabes, talking about the godless of Rav. It says here that Rav was a bucky in all areas. In all areas. This is a story, is quoted on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amabes. Somebody referred to Rav as Abba Aricha. He doesn't call him Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says that the other Tana got upset at him. He says, Amarle, the six wide line. Kuflam is a base. Amarle, Abba Aricha, Karisle, you called him Abba Aricha? Dachirna, I remember, Karev Yasivna Achar Yud Zayin Shurin, Achore Derav, Kame Derebi. I used to be in the 17th row in the back of the class. I'd be all the way in the back. And I used to see from afar, Venafki Zikukin Denur, Mipume Derav, Lepume Derebi. Umipume de Rebbe, lepume de Rav. I used to see fire come out of Rav's mouth and go to Rebbe, and Rebbe to Rav. The Torah that they were talking, I was in the back. So all I saw was the fire that was going from Rav to Rebbe and Rebbe to Rav. V'les anayada mahin amrin. I had no idea what they were talking about. Sometimes you go to a shir, sometimes you're in the, you know, you're like, I don't know what the Rebbe's talking about, but I know it's something special. But here he said they saw the fire going from Rav to Rebbe to Rav, and they didn't know. V'yat Abba Aricha Karislei, and you call him Abba Aricha? So therefore, he got upset. But you see from there that Rav was on the level that there was fire coming out of his mouth when he was talking to Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, who was talking to Rebbe. Amazing. Okay. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Right, so we know the other Gemaras talk about that there was fire, there were birds on top of Tanam, the Gemara in Sukkah, right? Birds on top of them, they used to get burned, right, when they still learn, you know, some Menuzio. Okay. Says the Gemara. So, Rish Lakish says, oh yeah, I remember Rav. He was the one that they said a great thing in his name. What'd they say? Let's get back to the Shmua now. What was the Shmua? Shmuta Ushchuta Kshera. if you see an animal that was just shechted, and you see one of its pipes, one of its veshen and kana, had been detached from its connection to the jaw, and you don't know whether it became a shmuta before the shechita or after the shechita. You don't know. This is, by the way, if you remember from the first parak, this is Rashi's pshat of ikur. Machlokas, Rashi and the Bahag, what exactly? Five psule shechita. One of them was ikur. Rashi says ikur is when it got detached from the moorings of the jaw before shechita. It's a psule shechita. Tosa says that's not a psule shechita, that's an avela. That's why Tosa, of course, the Bahag gives a different shot, back on Daf Yud or so. So this is Rashi out of ikur. But either way, let's say you don't know. Let's say you have this, you just shechted this animal. So it's shechted, and it's also detached. You don't know if the detachment happened before the shechita or after the shechita. So shmuta v'shchuta k'sheira. So Rav says you're allowed to assume it happened after the shechita and it's kosher. She'i efshar l'shmuta she'te'ase shechuta. Because it's impossible that a shmuta would have had proper shechita done to it. Guess once you would have tried to do the shechita, the whole thing would have slid down, and shechita wouldn't have been able to be done. So if you see there was a proper shechita done, it must be that it became a shmuta afterwards. So that was Reish Lakish, quotes Rav. Oh, that was the amazing statement that he said. For Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Yaviv Yaakif. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. In this type of case, you know what you would do? You would do Makif. You would create, remember we had this already, you'd create another hole, shecht again, another area on the neck, and see if it looks similar to the first cut. Right? Because in that case, you'd be Makif and see if it looks similar. Then we would say it happened it happened before, and if it doesn't look similar, so we would assume it happened, the shechita happened beforehand. But that's the issue of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish quoted this amazing, statement in his mind of Rav. Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Lo Shanu. So what is Lo Shanu going on? Not exactly, clear in the text. Rashi doesn't say a word. Rashi doesn't say anything about Lo Shanu. So, it's going on one of the previous statements. Let's say it's going on Rav's Heter. Lo shanu ela shelo tafas b'simanim. When do we say that you can assume that it became a shmuta afterwards? That's only if the shochet wasn't holding the simanim when he did the shechita. Then you could say, you can never have a shechita done on a shmuta, and therefore you have to assume that the shmuta happened afterwards. Aval tafas b'simanim, if the shochet was holding the simanim b'shachat, so then efshel shmuta shadiyasa shchuta. That it's very possible that the shmuta happened before, and therefore, then you would treif it up. Or unless you would do hakafa, unless you have to check. Period. Zeha klal. Remember the last line we had 12 days ago? The last line of the first mission in this parak. This is the rule. Kol she'ein kamoa chaya treifa. That was the last line of the Mishnah. Anything that does not, similar in this case, does not live is a treifa. Kol she'ein kamoa chaya is a treifa. So what does that line include or exclude? What is that last line teaching me? It says the Gemara is akla la'asuye mai. What is that including? La'asuye shev shmaitza. It's including the shev shmaitza. Remember that we had this on the first daf. First off, of Membeis, there are seven other statements of the Amoraim about Hilchos Treifas, different types of Treifas that are not included in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, it's included in that last line. All those cases are included. The Bei Yosef Rishba, Machu, Begida, Nashia, Vikatzli. The Bei Yosef Rishba, Rishba means he was a hunter. Bei Yosef Rishba. In the house of Yosef Rishba, they used to hit the animal in the Gid Hanasha and kill it that way. They used to basically shock it with that gedanasha. And then right before it died, they used to shecht it right there. They used to basically kill it with that, but then, obviously, if it dies before they do shechita, then it's an avela. But they used to hit it there, basically cause it to be about to die by hitting it in the gedanasha, and then they used to shecht it. Also, Kabbadir Behuda by Meseira. And they basically came from Rabbi Yosef Rishba. Does this create treifas? Remember we discussed a few last week, stun guns, when they used to stun the animal, does that cause it to be a treifa? We said it's a serious shaila to stun the animal beforehand. A lot of sveikas that are created. So they came in front of Yehuda ben Meseira. Is this a problem, what they do in the house of Yosef Rishba? So Amalahu, v'chila hosef al treifas yesh. You want to add on to the treifas? Ein l'cha elamasha manu chachamim. No new treifas. No new treifas. So that's what he answered. And therefore, this is not a new treifa. If it's not listed, so then it's not going to be. Could it be included in one of the other categories? That's a kasha. But at least it's not one of the new treifas. The Meiri says here again, as the Meiri said back on Daf Mem Beis when we had it, the afal gav the chazinon de maisi. Even if you have a case where you see a situation of an animal, the animal dies. Gemiri. We have a misora. Dibajila simanam chai. It could be that if we give medicine, maybe we'd be able to save this animal. We might not know of the medicine. V'chedim ra'inu b'chlal treifos. Dvarim mashanu ro'am osam b'behema v'hu chaya. Or the opposite case. Even if we see an animal that lives, even though the Gemara calls it a treifa, ein makilin b'kach. We're not makel. Afilu ra'inu adavar b'hasmada. V'sheidu harofim aleha. We have a doctor here. Even if the doctors are made that this animal is going to live with this, it doesn't matter. We still consider it a treifa. Klal advarim ein lecha b'treifas lo l'kula v'lo l'chumra el mashamanu chachamim. Right? This is the halachas of treifas. We don't add on. It's not purely chaya and ena chaya. That's the Meiri. That's the Rambam, if you remember. The Rambam, the Meiri, got it from the Rambam in Perek Yud. Perek Yud, the Rambam says at the end, in the host of Allah Shefas, Elo Klaus, Shagosh, Yir, the Behemoth, the Chayel of Chutz, Be'el, Shamon, Chachme, Adoris, and Rishonim, Viskimolam, Batidin Yisrael, Efshe Shetichyev, Efshe Shalotichyev. But you always go by what the Torah says, Al Pia Torah, Shay Yerucha. That's what the Rambam says. The Chazon Ish says it's possible that, for whatever reason, remember, we can never ask why when it comes to motivations of halacha. We can just ask what and how. We can ask how a halacha works and what is it meant to teach us. You can't ask why. Motivations for tzivuyim, that's in the realm of tzivya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't always ask why. We can just ask Tami HaMitzvah, which has to do with us. So the Chazon Ish says, for whatever reason, it could be that that the Torah was koveya hilchus treifus based on the mitzius and the medical knowledge of the Dor HaMidbar, of the Mekablei HaTorah. Even though obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that things would change over time. But for whatever reason, that's what this could have been, and that's what you see in the Gemara. Sometimes they consider it, that this is going to die, and this is not going to die. It could be, the Torah was koveyed for that generation. The Mekablei HaTorah, even though it would change. Again, it changes now, but it doesn't make a difference. The reason isn't because of, oh, it's going to die, it's not going to die. That's not the reasons for treifas. The reasons for treifas is because Hashem says, this is a treifa, this is not a treifa. What does the Gemara seem to say? It's based on these reasons because they're trying to figure out that during that dor, it was nikva based on that dor. That's what the Chazon Ish writes in Yoredeach Simen Hei and Simen Hei Sif Gimel. Okay, let's continue. Let's just finish up to the Mishnah and then one other Ara. Rav Papa Bar Abba Rishba. So the Bay Rav, in the house of Rav Papa Bar Abba, who was also Rishba, was also a hunter. Machi Bakulia the Kachle. They used to hit it in the kidney, and then it would die. But again, they shuffled it right beforehand. Asla Kaim Rabbi Abba Amar Lahu Vechila Hosav Al Treifas Yesh. Same line. Ein Lachay Lamashamanu Chachamim. We only go by what the Chachamim enumerated. V'haka Chazina De Kamesa. Don't we see, and again, with the Chazon Ish's understanding, you could say, don't we see that it was going to die anyway, and even then, Gemiri di Bajul Sama Chaya. It could be that if we give it medicine, it's going to live, and that would make it not a treifa. We mentioned a few times, we haven't read it inside, so I brought it today. These two Amoraim were Rishbas, were hunters. Is it okay to be a hunter? Somebody just go hunting in for entertainment? Rah. So the Nodeh B'Yehud is Shuva. That is the source quoted related to hunting. That is two Nodeh B'Yehud today. So the first one is Yoredeah Simen Yud. He got the letter. He says, Michtavo. He got this from somebody named Oppenheim. Oppenheim. Michtavo Kibalti. Vim Eineni Makiro V'lo Yadanale. I'm not sure who you are. Achashabalishol She'elto Mishtai Balishna Dechachmasa. V'shor She'elaso. Ishachar Asher Ziku Hashem Benachal Rechava. A man that has a tremendous... He got acres and acres. V'yeshlo kfarim v'ya'aros asher b'ha'ya'aros tirmos kolchai so'ya'ar imutu lo lelich ba'atzmo liros b'kana sreifa latsud seid o'im aser li'yisrael la'asos davarzeh. Or is it aser mishum sar b'alechayim o mishum batashchis o mishum shenagu bo iser? So he goes through each of these and says, not a problem. Not a problem at any of these. Sar b'alechayim, first of all, he says it's not a problem because he says, I'll read the line, because there's no tzar b'alechayim when it comes to killing an animal, only by torturing an animal. Number one, mashma deferet tzar b'alechayim chamer mi'batashchus. It's mutter l'tzarach, but it's only when it's torturing. Number one, Number two, he says, what about Baal Tashchis? He says, Baal Tashchis is only where you're going to use it, where you can have a constructive purpose for it. But here, it's the middle of a forest, nobody's using it anyway, so therefore it shouldn't be a problem. And you can't say, there's no specific minhag of Klal Yisrael, so to say, Dvarim Shenagu Bo Isser. So therefore, say, here's the line, I found it. V'gam lo shach tzar balechayim el tzaro, l'hanicha b'chayim, v'lo hamis behemas v'chayim, v'chol mini balechayim, les b'mishum tzar balechayim. Right, as we had earlier, v'mkeit, ein b'nidom b'shein l'asom mishum tzar balechayim. V'shum ba'al tashchus v'ade leka, sh'ari nene ba'or, v'gam ina osa derech hashchasa, v'gam ikir ba'al tashchus, afshu d'rabanan, v'kom akab sh'arshu ba'asha osa derech b'ksiza is machol, and there it's only if you're doing something, ruining something constructive. But then the last paragraph. V'amnam ma'or ani tamal guf hadavar, v'lo matzinu ich sayid rak ben nimrod ube esav. The only hunters in Tanakh were Nimrod and Esav. The Ein Zed Darkei B'nei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. But it's not the way of the Jews. Not the way of the Jews. And he quotes other sources related to this. And then he says, I think it would be inappropriate for a Jew to be involved in this. And then he says, another halachic problem would be Nichnas L'makam Sakana. Putting yourself in the forest, he says that's a halachic problem, not just not Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. He says Amayata ani omer sheish b'davar ze isra v'gam sakana. Right, he says by the other Gemaras that talk about not putting yourself into a makam sakana. So he says at the end, if it's your parnasa, right, then okay. Misha mukhra lazem is machmas parnasa. So rulo chachamenu tefila sheis pow al atzmo. Avol misha osekein b'shut nefesh. Eitz to kubal tfilaso. V'lachein yish b'davar zeh midah meguna t'haynu achzarius v'gam isura v'sakanta v'gam haskaras avonosav v'lachein ha-shomea li yishkon betach ha-sheket v'sharan b'beiso v'lo yovad zmano b'dvarim ke'ela. Therefore, don't waste your time in this. That's the Noda B'Yehuda. You know, sometimes when it's the less halachic issues you have, the poskim are even more emotional when they talk about these issues. Right? So he says halachically, okay, nichnas l'makam sakana, which you can get out of this if it's l'shei parnasa. But when it comes to the other issues with the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that's what goes to the heart. Okay, so getting back to our Gemaras, it must have been for parnasa, these purposes, right? Assuming these were not the chotim, but Yosef Rishba and Rapapa Baraba, they must have done it for parnasa, and therefore would not have been a violation of the Noda B'Yehuda. Mas Nisan, second Mishnah in Perek Eilu Treifas. Here we go. V'eilu k'sheiris b'behema. This is the opposite parallel Mishnah of the first Mishnah. These are the Ksheiris. Nikva ha-gargeres, if the gargeres, the food pipe gets punctured. Nikva ha-gargeres. Meaning we said before that nikva the veshet, the esophagus, that's going to be a trefa. But nikva gargeres, the gargeres has to have the size of an isar, the kane. Oshinistaka, or it gets cracked. At kama texar, how much has to be missing? Enough of the Italian isar, that size. Nif chasagogos vloniki krum shamoach, if the skull gets crushed, but none of the membrane of the brain has a hole in it. Niki valev lo lebes chalalo. If the heart gets punctured but not all the way in, nishbura hashidra v'lo nifzak achud shela. If the spine gets cut and broken, but it still is intact, nitzva hakaved v'dishchayim and a kezayis. If the liver is taken but there's a kezayis of it left, hemseisu beis hakosa shnik v'zelatoch zeh. These different types of stomachs that are punctured within each other, not to the outside, so nothing's going to fall out. Nital hatchul, if the spleen is taken out. Nitzlu haklayos, if the kidneys are taken. So this, we'll see the Gemara, but this is bothered. Kidneys? Can they be animals without kidneys? So tchul, we know, is a spleen. You can live without a spleen, but kidneys, that's a shaila. Nital ha-lechi atachton, if the lower jaw is taken out. Nitla ha-eim shala, or the uterus is taken out. V'charusa bidei shemayim. We'll talk about this more in the Gemara. Charusa, we have this already, back on Daf Mem Beis. If you have a lung that's shriveled up, bidei shemayim. Not because any person did anything, but because of a natural event. Ha-geluda, if an animal is skinned. So all those up until geluda, those are all ksheiris. Guluda, Rimeir Masha Vacham Postlin. If it's skins, that's a machlokas tanai. Good. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elu Treifas Dafka, Rishim Elakash Amar Elu Sheiris Dafka. The question is, we have two Mishnayos. One says, these are the Treifas. One says, these are the Sheiris. So one of them has to be Dafka, and one of them has to be a little more loose Lashon, because There's a lot in the middle that are not in that, both Mishnayos. So, Rabbi Yochanan says the first Mishnah is Bedafka, and Rish Lakish says the second Mishnah is Bedafka. So, B'maika, B'fli, what's the root of their machlokes? Bidder Rav Masna. Dabar Rav Masna as follows. Rav Masna says, Hai Buka to Atma. We had Atma up on top. Atma means the thigh. The Buka to Atma, the Shavmi Duchte, if an animal gets a dislocated leg, right, it came out of the thigh, Trefa. Rav Masna says that's a Trefa. So the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is going to be this Shita at root. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elu Trefis Dafka Tana Trefis Vitana Zehaklal. Rabbi Yochanan says, it says the word Elu Trefis, that would have been Dafka. These are the Trefis. Dafka Tana Trefis Vitana Zehaklal. And then it says, this is the rule to include others. The last line of the mission would have included others. The Chazia Lid Rav Masna Da Asya Bezehaklal. And therefore I would have included Rav Masna's did within the Zehaklal. My taima did dam yelin etule, because it's similar to taken out. Taken out, right? It gets dislocated. It's kind of out. So tana elu treifis. That's why I say on the first mishnah elu. These are the treifis. Hanihu de treifa. This is a treifa. Hadar of masna kshera, but Rav Masna would be kasher. Right? That is how Rabbi Yochanan understands the Mishnah. The Mishnah is basically La Afuke Rav Masna, and Eluk Sheros in the second Mishnah is Lav Dafka, because Rav Masna would be included in the second Mishnah, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shem and Lakish Amar, I know the opposite. Elu Ksheros Dafka. The second Mishnah is Bedafka. These are the only ones that are kosher. Tana Trefis, Vitana Zehaklau, because it says in the first Mishnah, the Trefis is Zehaklau, Vachaz Lid Rav Masna, to Loasi Bezehaklau. And I might not have included Rav Masna in that last line. Why? My taima. Lav Lenakuve Damye, Vlolav Suki Damye, Vlurtulinamilo Damye. This isn't exactly like any of those. It's dislocated. Does that mean it's not there? It's there. So I might not have included it in any of these to include it in being a Nakuv or Pasuk or Tule. So Tana Eluk Sheiris, Hani Udek Sheiris, Hadar Rav Masna Trefa. So that's why we say Eluk Sheiris is Dafka, to say that Rav Masna is included in the Trefis, and the first mention of Eluk Trefis is Lav Dafka, and it is included in Ze Haklal. Period. So two different ways to understand the Mishnayos. Gufa, Amar of Masna, so let's talk about it for a second. Hai Buka the Atma, the Shafi Duchte Trefa, a light that gets out of its, right, this location. Trefa, it's a Trefa. For Rava, Amar Ksheira. Rava argues, Rava says it is Kasher. Right, it's Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas is the Machlokas. Rava also. The Ifsik Nive Trefa. Rashi explains Nive are the little membranes that connect, even if it's dislocated, it's still connected by little membranes, little ligaments. So if that's also cut, then everybody agrees. Even Rabbi would agree it's a trefa. The hilchasa ifsik namik sheiradim is achule. Even if that gets cut, it's still kosher until it starts rotting. Until it starts rotting, that connection, it is considered a ksheira. Fine. Ad kama techsar v'chulu. So how much has to be missing? We said in the gargaris for it to be a problem. So Amar Ziri Atun. So what did we say? We said the size of an Italian isar. So Ziri says, I know some of you talking to his talmidim are not from Italy. You've never seen an Italian isar. So Atun Delo Miskami Lachon Shiura. You who don't know about the shear, Shiura Bedinora Kurdina. The shear is the same size as a Kurdinian dinar. That's the same size. Vahavi kipshita zedrasi. It is like a small pashit that you know of. Umishtachna beni pshita de pupadisa. Like those coins in pupadisa. So you should know those. It's all the same size. Period. If you look in Rashi here says, dinari kurdina'a. Oso hayu makirin. They knew that one. Umehare araratu. It's from Har Ararat. Exactly. Har kurdinaisa is from Har Ararat. So 2 points. Number one, exactly. You just quoted. Look at the Unkelis in Parshas Noach. It says the Teva rested in the seventh month on the 17th day. Al Hare Ararat. What does Unkelis say, Hare Ararat? Al Ture Kardo. Kardonaisa. That's it. That's exactly what it is. And that's also, if you look in Psachim, right? We don't know Kardonaisa from Chulin, but many know from Psachim. Right? The Gemara Psachim Dav Zayin. Hamekadish bishei shows v'lamala. If somebody tries to get married with chametz, after the sixth hour, after it's already Aser. Afilo b'chite kur denaisa. In Chirshun the Kiddushin. You're not worried about the Kiddushin, even though it's only Aser Midi Rabbanan. Rashi there again, in Psachim Dav Zayin. Hatsomchin b'harei Ararat. So kur denaisa is Ararat. Like Rashi says here, Rashi says in Psachim, and Unkel says right there in Breishis. Anyway, that's why he showed him these coins, because they didn't know of the other ones. Amar Rebbe Chana Viter. Amar Rebbe Chana Pisora'a. Rebbe Chana Pisora'a, the money changer, the Shulchani said, Ilaminoi Havikoi Barnafcha. One time I was like in my store and I lifted up my head and I saw Barnafcha there. Barnafcha, literally the son of the one who works with coals. That's the nickname of Rabbi Yochanan. The Ben Yoyada says it must be that Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to come in from the front, because you'll see he didn't want to make him stand up. So he must have come from the back and like all of a sudden surprised him. That's what he says. I once looked up from my desk and I saw Barnafcha standing there. Uba'a minai dinara kurdina'a lishari ve'trefasa, and he wanted to get some Kurdinian coins, right? Because he had to measure a trefa. So he came to me, because I was a money changer. I had all the currencies. So he came to me. Uba'i lameka mikame, and I wanted to stand up for him. And Rabbi Yochanan came into the room. Velo shafkani, and he didn't let me stand up for him. Why? Amar li, shave v'ni shave. No, keep sitting. Why? Ein ba'ali umnios rashan lamod v'bnei tamadei chachamim b'shosh asukim b'malachtam. You're on a schedule. You're working for somebody else, right? So you're not allowed to stand up. Every second will be stealing time from your employer, and therefore you're not allowed to stand up. So keep sitting. Don't stand up. Period. There's a machlokas rishonim here. Is it what I just said or not? Rashi says what I just said. Really, the issue here is ein rasha'in means asur, because they're working for somebody else, which shows you the unbelievable sanctity of time that they felt, even for a minute. The Gemara says in brachas. Right, go in brachas. Kriyashma, benching. They will leave out certain brachas and benching if they're in the middle of work. Man, every second. You know, we have to be so careful in terms of what employers assume and what they don't assume. You know, how many hours do we spend just surfing the web when we're at work, when we're supposed to be doing work for the employer? Right, so we have to know, is that included? Do they know that? Are we honest with the lunch break? Right, so all of that. That's this sheet right here. In the days of old, even seconds. Benching. What bracha benching, how does that take? 26 seconds to say the last bracha benching, to say parts of Kriyishma. But that's the Musar Haskel that you get from this. That is Rashi. Tosfos has a different shot here. Tosfos on top quotes that he does not think that the word rashoi means usher. It's like kind of the opposite. Ein rashoin, right? Ein baliyamnis rashon lamod. So Tosfos quotes from elsewhere. He thinks that it's even if your own malacha. Let's say you're not working for anybody else. Even your own malacha. Ein rashon means ein chayavin. Chayavin. That's what rashon and Tosfos quotes from other places. It means you don't have to. You're involved in your work. You don't have to stand up for the Tamid Chachamim right then. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, you don't have to stand up for a Tamid Chacham more than twice a day. Because you only stand up for a Rakash Baruch Hu twice a day. You say Shema twice a day. So Machlokas Rishonim, whether it means Asurin or Chayavin. Okay, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Let's continue. So below, is that really true? That you don't have to stand up for a Tamid Chacham when you're in the middle of your work? Hatna, we learn in the Mishnah in Bikurim, the third parak, which describes the Bikurim parade. Call Bali Umnios Omdibipnam, when the people used to bring their Bikurim to Yerushalayim, all the workers used to stand up in front of them. Vishoalin Bishlomim and ask them how they're doing. Va'omrin Lahem, Achenu Anshi Makum Ploni Bachem Bishalom. They used to welcome them to Yerushalayim. So you see, they stood up for these Mevi'e Bikurim. So surely Tamid Chachamim. So Gemara says, no. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mipneim Omdim. Mipnei Tamid Chachamim Omdim. Well, who says that? Kal v'chomer. They stood up for the Mevi'e Bikurim and not for the Tamid Chachamim. Mevi'e Bikurim was special. Special did a Mevi'e Bikurim. Why? Why Mevi'e Bikurim? Because they're going to do a mitzvah. When you're going to do a mitzvah, you stand up. Right, and if you look in the Bar Tanura on that Mishnah Bikurim, he says that's why you stand up when you see a Levaya, because you see people going to do a mitzvah. That's why you stand up by a bris, when they bring the baby in to do a bris. So he says, because they're going to do a mitzvah. Going to do a mitzvah, and that's what they do. So I saw maybe that's why, even though it's a minhag over the past 10, 20 years, stand up by a chassid and kala when they're going down. So there is a din, you have to stand up for the grandparents. But they save a takum. Not everybody is makrid about that. For the grandparents, you have to stand up if they save a takum. But for the chassid and the kala, so different people, some don't, but I've heard that maybe the answer is, I know certain gedolim, badafka, don't stand, everybody else is standing, they sit, the newfangled minhag. But those that stand could be based on the fact that the chassid is, at least if you pass on the Rambam, they're getting married as a mitzvah. So then it's then they're going to do a mitzvah too. So it would be like the Bikurim. So I tried to find it yesterday in the Archas Chaim. I thought it was an Archas Chaim. I just couldn't find it. But that's the issue about standing. Okay, but Tamid Chachamim not. The Noda Yehuda writes in a tshuva though. He says, what do you mean? But every time a Chacham L'chor is learning when he's walking, so he's not to stand up for Tamid Chacham. He's also doing a mitzvah also. Every time that a Tamid Chacham passes by. So Noda Yehuda says it must be that he's being not that type of mitzvah. Noda Yehuda, this is in Aruch Chaim Simen Chav Zayin. He says, Shalo Amru, he says, by mitzvahs that are not knowing every second of the day. That's you have to stand up. If it's a mitzvah that's knowing every second of the day, you don't have to. The context of that tshuva, it's a fascinating tshuva, he says, the question that was asked him, he says, what does an onein do about Sviris HaOmer? That's going to be messed up if he doesn't count. Right? He's also to do mitzvahs. How does he count? But if he waits till after Aninus, he's not going to be able to count. So the Noda Yehuda says, Shalo Amru Onin Pater Mikala Mitzvahs Ela B'Mitzvahs HaNoagos B'Chol Yom Shemata Mechayiv B'Onin Mahem Nimsa Brof Pamim Yizbaza Hameis Lo Yemes Asigimo Aval Mitzvahs HaNoagos B'Zmanim Yiduim Ve'Ein Lahem Tashlumim Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita Ein Aninus Doche Osa. And even though Gam Batil of Kriyas Shema Noagim Lamachar, Mikal Machar Mitzvah Zuk Far Avra Varvez Mana Batal Karbano Lo Mikri Mitzvah B'Shaita. And then he quotes Ar Gemara Vato Yakumu Bali Umnis B'Chol Yom B'Bnei Kori Kriyas Shema Bonasa Vade Lesa. He's mechal between mitzvahs that are noig every day and mitzvahs that are noig every once in a while. So only mitzvahs that are noig once in a while, like Bikurim, do you bring. If you look at the Rambam, the Achronim are bothered by the Rambam because the Rambam comes up with another reason. You stand up for the Mevi Bikurim because of it's a mitzvah shel tzibur. Mitzvah shel tzibur. That's what the Rambam says in Mishpir Shemishnayim Sibikurim. That's not what the Yerushalmi says, not what the other Rishonim say, but that's the Rambam there in Bikurim. Okay, let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yossi Bar Avin, Borei Kamachavim Mitzvah B'Shaita, see how precious is a mitzvah in its proper time, Shebepneim Omdim, B'nei Tamil Chacham Ein Omdim. Or you stand up for the Mevi Bikurim, and not for just a Tamil Chacham. Mimai, how do you know that this is... Is this a raya for chavim mitzvah b'shaita? Dilma kadesh lo tehem nimsa machshin lo lavo. So he says, I don't know, but this isn't such a raya. Maybe the only reason you stand for the mevi bikurim is because if you don't give him kavod, they're not going to schlep the next time. Oh, I'm not. You have to give him kavod. They schlepped a long time to bring these bikurim. So you have to give them the proper respect so that they'll come the next time. Like the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, they used to make big seudas gedolos for the Edim so that they used to come, even if they already had the Edim, they used to make all of them seudos so they would come the next time because you don't want to mess them up in the future because the next time they won't come. Next time they won't come, right? Related also to the machlokas about Chazara B'Shabbos, machlokas for Moshe and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Do you allow a Jew to do a Doraisa to be chozer from an emergency on Shabbos? So Machlokas or Moshe is Mekilon or Shlomo Zalman is Machbi, he says only Durabban is not Doraisas. But again, this is the issue of Machshilon La'asid Lavo. Period. A little bit more? Yeah, let's do a little bit more. Amar of Nachmin, Kisela Kiyeser Misela. When we say the size of the shear, of how big the hole has to be on the kaneh to be a trefa, so Rav Nachman says, what does it mean like a sela? What does exactly a sela mean? Is it adva ad b'chlal or adva lo ad b'chlal? So Rav Nachman says, kisela is kiyasa misela. If it's exactly a sela, that's a trefa. Says if it's just like more than a trefa, more than a sela. Ki isar, ki yeser mi ki isar. If it's an isar, it's like more than an isar. Alma, kazav Rav Nachman, adva lo ad b'chlal. So you see from Rav Nachman, it's ad velo ad bechlal, meaning he says up to an isar is not a trefa. But an isar itself is a trefa. So you see, he holds ad velo ad bechlal. Eistir ovo Rav Nachman, does Rav Nachman really hold this? The Mishnah says in Kalim, chevel ayosim anamita. They used to, the beds and the tays of the Mishnah, they had ropes on the side which held up the mattress. So sometimes you had a little rope left which stuck out of the bed. It was a little extra rope. So is that rope part of the kli? Is it makabel tuma? If it becomes tame with the bed, without the bed? So chevel ayosim in a mita, it depends. Ad chamisha tfachim tahar. If it's less than 5 tfachim, then it serves no purpose. And therefore it's tahar. If it's longer than 5 tfachim, maybe it could serve a purpose. What purpose? Rashi says, it could tie your Karban Pesach. Zecha lepsachim. If it's long enough. That's what Rashi says right here. Kosher and it's apsachim, zechel apesach. And that's what they used to do, says Rashi, as a zecher. Ubo mishalshel samita. Okay, so says the Mishnah in Kalim, so if you have a rope that's out of the bed, if it's up to 5 tachim tahar. So my love chamisha kilamata, doesn't that mean, even if it's exactly 5, that's still tahar, meaning ad va'ad bichlal, lo chamisha kilamala. No, 5 is like above. Tashma mehe ad asara tameh. From 5 to 10, though, it's tameh, because that's long enough to serve a purpose. My love asara kilamata. Doesn't that mean asar is kilamata ad va'ad bechlau, and therefore it's tamei lo asar kilamala? So again, there's no raya. Period. We'll have to stop here, but that is a big discussion in this ad va'ad bechlau, ad va'lo bechlau. Just one other source I wanted to mention before we finish. That is a Maharik, fascinating Maharik in Shorish Tess, which brings up our issue of machshilon lasulava. Maharik, I did. It's a minhag that I heard about a couple of years ago, but in certain shuls, but it's not so popular. But in the Maharik's time, it seems to be very popular. Parshas Bereishis, coming up in a couple of months. There was a minhag in the Maharik's time that they auctioned off the first aliyah of Parshas Bereishis to a non-Kohen. To a non-Kohen, they auctioned it off. A Yisrael could buy it, even though Kohanim is sitting there in shul. Because Kohanim are mochel. Starting the Torah again, people used to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. So there was one story, in the time of the Maharik, there was one Kohen that says, I'm not mochel, I'm taking my aliyah. So they came to the Maharik. So the Maharik says he has no power to do this. The Kohen has no power to do this. Let him go to a different shul. But this is a minhag of Kavadat Torah. It's tremendous. Bnei Yisrael love the Torah. They all want to get that first aliyah to start the Torah off. And therefore, he says he does not have power to prevent this minhag from kicking in. And then at the end of the tshuva, the Maharik quotes our Gemara about Machshil and Lasalava. And then he says, Harei Lecha, what do you see from this Gemara about Bikurim? Shegadol Chaviv Mitzvah Kedei Lahargila Yoser Mitamat Chacham. So they're even allowed to stand up for the Mevi Bikurim, even though they're not standing up for the Talmidei Chachamim. Kol Shekein, here, you want to give it to a, it's called Kavadat Torah, and this Kohen is screaming and stopping. It says, V'im b'yamim harishonim, show you kamalachim, chashashu, kadei shalol lachshin lo asalavo. V'yalkein egdilu kvodem yoser, umikavad Talmidei Chachamim. Kol Shekein b'zman hazeh, sha'anu kachamorim, right, so he says you have to be mechabed the Torah as it always has been mechubad. Anyway, that's a Maharik in Shorish Simen Tes if you want to look it up. Okay, everybody have a good Shabbos. We will continue on Sunday.